What is the next activity that you will be doing for yourself after you finish listening to this meditation? What are you going to be doing next, do you suppose? What thoughts do you have about actually doing your next activity? Will it involve standing up? Will it involve walking somewhere or someplace? Will it involve talking with someone? What thoughts, what anticipations do you have about the next activity that you are about to engage? Do you have limiting thoughts that you are noticing? Do you have judgments about what will happen next? Have you created a static idea of what will happen in your life next? Have you decided that if you are having symptom challenges earlier today, that those will continue for you after you finish listening to this meditation? Observe whatever limiting thoughts, whatever discouraging anticipations you might be having about what's going to happen for you next, and reset the thought form thermostat now. What do you want to see happen for yourself for your next activity? Visualize it the way that you would prefer to experience your next activity, whatever that might be. See it in your mind's eye, the way you want it to happen. As you see it in your mind's eye, are there limitations that you are actually observing? Perhaps your body is moving more awkwardly than it could move. Perhaps you are moving slower than you could actually move. Why not make your body young? Allow yourself to move in whatever effortless fashion you would like to see yourself move now. Create the next moment of your life in your imagination the way you would like to envision it to unfold for you. Are you anticipating pain? Why? Anticipate what it is that you would like to experience next. See it, feel it, imagine it, experience it now. Clearing out an image of what it is that you are about ready to do for yourself. Allow a movie in your imagination of what you are about to do to unfold. Seeing yourself do what it is that you are about to do next. In a place where everything is possible. Imagining this activity and the way that you would like for it to unfold is creating new neural networks and making it possible for you to manifest precisely what it is that you envision in your imagination now. See it, feel it, sense it now. And make it so in your imagination. For as it is made so in your imagination, it will be made so in your physical reality. The power of the imagination and the power of thought forms are limitless. Robert Rogers and Parkinson's Recovery.